This is Norman Kissinger from Redeeming the Time Brothers Ministries, and I want to talk to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. And the passage says, "For who has known the mind of the Lord that we may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." And what I wanted to talk about was what a wonderful privilege it is for us to have the mind of Christ and have access to that. Obviously, by this passage of scripture here, that we get the mind of Christ as believers. We already have the mind of Christ because the Holy Spirit is glorifying the Father and the Son in our lives and is speaking on their behalf. And we know what the mind of Christ is through the Holy Spirit. And that is a mystery that is totally understood, but we understand God's will and God the Son through the power and the workings of the Holy Spirit in our life. But having the mind of Christ is a very, very wonderful thing. The ability to be able to, in prayer and in searching of our souls and in cleansing our minds and our hearts of sin and getting in a state of prayer before the Lord, we can then access the mind of Christ in different situations. Now, I'm not saying that I know what Christ would do in every single situation that would happen, or that the mind of Christ runs my life for sure all the time, because it certainly doesn't. It's very easy to live in the flesh and to live in fleshly thinking, and the default for the human. Thankfully, the Christian has the Holy Spirit to wage war against the flesh in our minds and our hearts as Christians. But the default for humans is to live in the flesh and have the mind of the flesh and what the worldly thinking would be in any given issue. But we can have the mind of Christ. That means that I can know what Christ is thinking in an issue, and therefore I know what to do. And there's many issues I'm sure that I know what Christ would do in those issues because it resonates in my spirit, or it is shown in God's word. But what a wonderful privilege. You know, we may know our brother, our spouse, our mother or father, close friend, somebody that we are very close to. And because we are close to them enough, that we have listened to them enough, that we know how they would think about some issue, we already know. Somebody asks us, you know, what is your spouse's favorite ice cream or something? And then that might be something you would immediately know what that was, because you already understand their mind and their mindset. And we've all done this, where something would happen to someone in a situation and we would go, boy, if that happened to them, I know how they would respond. We know how they would respond in that situation because we know them so well. So we have the wonderful privilege of having the mind of Christ. And we need to stay in the mind of Christ so that we can minister to other people effectively. And we can only do that through the listening to, the reading, the study of God's word, and through prayer. Then we can keep the mind of Christ in different situations. And what he wants to do, what he has taught us about how to live in the New Testament, but also how he would want to respond today in different things that are going on, and how we need to respond, that need a day-to-day kind of a response to it. So I just wanted to rejoice and say how happy I am that in by the power of the Holy Spirit, I can have the mind of Christ, and I can access that through his word and through prayer, which helps me to be able to live this life in a more effective way, because I am connected to Christ in my life, and therefore I have a more effective life and ministry. This is Norm Kissinger from Redeeming the Time Brothers Ministries. May you have a great week.